This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure. No, I mean that sincerely. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855. You guys should be able to know this. You guys should know this yourselves. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I really, 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 really do appreciate the time that you spent with us, the time that you are mixing with us, if you would. Right, mixing, mingling, giving us information, all that stuff. I do so much appreciate the time that you're interacting. That's the word I was looking for, interacting. Now, you've had your fair share, Phil. Oh, God, the tongue and the lip are starting to give it up. You've had your fair share of you know, the healthcare stuff, right? But not really. Because, you know, again, what we're hearing is some of you think that the socialism, the single payer, that's the way to go. Yeah, that's right. You'll be better off because California's heading down that road. It's looking to do, and it can't afford it. I mean, it's not like kind of, sort of. It can't afford it. It can't match the numbers. It can't do anything to show you that this is the right thing to do. The only thing they do is they tug on your heartstrings and talk about how, you know, you'll be able to keep more people alive. Well, there might be. You know, when government gets involved in it, more people usually die. And then we're always told to look at socialist nations. Look how they take care of each other. Look how it's going. Okay. Let me just go throw up on that one. Venezuela's healthcare crisis is overwhelming the hospitals in Venezuela because, you know, they're in a boatload of trouble right now. So what's it doing now? It's spilling over to Colombia. So these, you know, these wonderfully socialist countries, and Venezuela, I mean, oil-rich Venezuela can't make things happen. Now, Venezuela's health crisis is spilling over to the neighboring Colombia, where the border town of Cucuta, yeah, I guess so, is struggling to provide medical care increasingly unavailable in the socialist country. Now, as a result, the main hospital systems there in Colombia are amassing a monumental amount of debt as it helps out thousands of Venezuelan patients. That's that whole socialism thing, right? Working out well. They got it already set to go, right? Because all that tax money being paid in from people that aren't working, all the money they're having to pay for to rebuild all the damage that's been done by the people that are rioting because they have no food because the socialist system works so well. Anyway. The increasing rate is worrisome, and as it could come to about 4,000 migrants that is caring for by the end of this year, said the health minister. He said Venezuelan patients have cost Colombia about $1 million just in the past year alone, or just in this year alone. By law, any patient who arrives at the hospital in Colombia are admitted to the emergency room at no cost, regardless of their nationality, which is very much, well, it's not no cost. They won't be turned away here in America. In Venezuela, they're asked to bring the medicines to the hospital where you are going to be admitted, and yet when you go to the pharmacy, there's nothing. So they have no pharmacy. They don't have the drugs that they need to help people. They're overwhelmed. Right? So the one woman said to me, she went to the hospital, she said the plate needed to repair. The fracture would have cost about $100, an astronomical amount in a country where the monthly minimum wage is $15. In Venezuela, many people are dying while waiting months for needed surgery because either A, they can't get the drugs, they can't afford to do it, not the people, the state. And actually, it's cheaper to let them die in their bed than it is to provide the surgery. According to Univision, Mio's hospital is carrying a debt of about $1.3 million for the treatment of Venezuelans. The resources are being spent that should be available for the rest of the Colombian population. And don't give me that garbage. See, they're willing to do it. No, actually, they're not willing to do it. The Colombians are starting to get irritated about this, too. Venezuela couldn't handle its issues, its problems. Couldn't make changes, so now everybody else has got to take them, has got to deal with it. The health minister said the government is committing $3.3 million to keep assisting Venezuelans across the nation's network of hospitals. He also noted that they can't provide the resources for patients with costly diseases or life-threatening conditions. Right now, they're only providing humanitarian aid. The health crisis in Venezuela. You know what's funny is I'm reading some of the stuff off of major websites. Okay? And I'm reading the articles and I'm going, okay, that can't be right. Right? The heat crisis. No, the health crisis in Venezuela runs so deep that medications ranging from simple anti-inflammatory drugs to chemotherapy drugs are out of reach for most people. Your patients waiting months just to have their first chemotherapy usually die before they get it. Again, Venezuela is the home to the largest oil reserves. Venezuela has for decades and has been an economic leader in the Western Hemisphere. But just before the year 2000, with the rise of power of the late Hugo Chavez, whose left-leaning policies really, 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 really blew the place up. So those of you who say, yeah, but you don't know the people that were living in poverty. You don't know how bad it was before you got there. At least those people now had some food and they had some... No, actually, they don't. Now, because of his policies, nobody has food. So it is true equality. Now, because of his policy, everybody's equally suffering. Now, because of his policies, everybody equally can't get the medicine they need. And to show you how stupid you're being about this is, because the ones that still have a few bucks, they can hop on a plane and go where they can get food, go where they can get the medicine they need, go where they can get the medical help they need. And the poor people, guess what they get to do? They get to drop dead because they don't have what they need. The country has no way to get what they need. So, whoever believes in this socialist garbage, good job. Unreal. You guys just don't get it. You can't get it. Anyway, Dr. Allen will be joining me after the break. We're going to talk a little bit about these climate. You know, you guys always say, follow the dollars. You want to know who's corrupt? Follow the dollars. Okay. We're going to follow the cap and trade dollars. Then we'll find out how honest you guys really want to be. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right wait to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The 300 Blackout is an incredible rifle, and Infidel Body Armor is giving one away in just a few days. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter. Hi, I'm Chad, the owner of Infidel Body Armor. I want you to be prepared. So not only am I giving away a rifle, I'm offering sweet deals on armor, smoke grenades, night vision, and other gear you need to survive the coming collapse. Go to infidelbodyarmor.com/win to enter.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Now, I told you that Dr. Allen was going to be on with me coming up, but I'm going to hold him off to the bottom of the hour. Because, you know, based on what we've seen going on in the UK and a little bit of what we've seen going on in the market for a couple of days, I want to get a quick, and I mean a quick, update from David Fisher. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital, and I always learn so much when he's with me. David, again, thanks for being with me today.
Absolutely, Joe. You're very welcome.
I want to hit it pretty quick here. And, you know, usually when you have a bombing like that, you've got the uncertainty going on over there in the UK and what have you. How does this, or should it, affect the markets? You know, in the past I've seen uncertainty, but, you know, you're the expert. Tell me what people should be expecting.
Well, when we saw the bombing in our country, like the Boston Marathon, and those types of bombings, it did have an adverse effect on the market. This one, based out of London in Manchester, which killed, obviously, 22 people and 59 are injured, hasn't had a negative effect on the market financially here in the United States. It's had a little bit of some sideways movements in European markets like the German market, the DAX. The FTSE is up. It closed up a little bit, and the stocks. But for the most part, it's really not had a negative effect, although that's what terrorism really wants. It's our markets, thank God, became more immune from this behavior.
That's, you know, it's good to hear that because again, we've got so much uncertainty going on, and I know the president's over there right now, you know, in Europe at this point. And the UK, I thought it was really interesting, and I don't expect you really to comment on this, but I thought it was interesting that some of the security agencies there in the UK said, you know, the president or the United States has to stop these leaks because it's weakening not just the United States, but it's weakening the intelligence community as a whole. I thought that was an interesting comment that came out of Europe earlier from, like I said, from some of the security groups. You know?
You know, definitely there's always... When a president, I don't care which president it is, could be a Democratic president, when they say certain things or they enact certain things on behalf of their ability to be a president, they can do certain things, obviously, there's going to be a negative backlash. It's just part of the presidency that goes with the territory, you know, but this has obviously, with President Trump, has escalated more than ever I've ever seen with any previous president, so...
Since we're on the UK, and I know it's not exactly on the same plate, is, you know, a little bit about Brexit. And we're still pushing forward with Brexit. I know they're still having some issues as to how they're going to pull this apart and make it work from an economic standpoint. Are you seeing the indicators that, you know, this is going to be an issue for them?
Well, it's still an issue with them in Brussels, obviously, where the European Union is based. This is probably taking a little more front seat, you know, the bombing, that is, than the Brexit. Theresa May, she escalated from the level of concern to critical now for terrorism. So there's a big watch going on. You know, where it has affected us is the FBI came out and changed the security procedures on major events. So there's a little bit more security when people go to a concert, you know, things they have to go through. And so there's probably going to have changes which will cost more money in our economy, you know, to do those things. They pulled the plug, Warner Brothers pulled the plug in a film that was supposed to air here in London, Wonder Woman. They did that. So there's minor little pockets where it's going to eventually have some effect, but not in the immediate term, financially speaking.
people don't realize how much this affects little things all over the place. And they might be minor bites, but if they go on day after day, I hear they have arrested six now. And they're still looking for more. They're looking for a bigger ring there. And ISIS is screaming that this is just the beginning, that we've seen nothing yet. So, you know, people, you just got to be on your toes. You've got to be watching. You know, push aside the political correctness. If you see something that just doesn't feel right, it just doesn't look right, report it. And it doesn't make you a bad person for reporting it, right?
Absolutely. You know, now they're assessing all new concerts, like Bruno Mars, he's on a tour and throughout Europe. Now they're assessing, you know, what security measures might need to be immediately changed. So, you know, thank God we have this both here and abroad that we are reacting this way. But unfortunately, terrorists have cell groups embedded in all our country and London, and this is how they're going to behave. So watch, you know, and if you see a bag there or something like that, listen to your gut, your spirit, and make the right phone call.
All right, so before I let you go, I got a couple more minutes in this segment. You know, the CBO just came out and basically said that the health care bill will save a heck of a lot more money than even the House thought it would save. And, you know, what is that going to do to the markets? And, well, actually, let me ask you first question. Do you think it'll still move forward? And second, what will that do to the markets as a whole, do you think?
Well, obviously, we're in a divided country, and our Democratic versus Republican, it doesn't even really matter how much money is going to be saved. They're going to fight the bill. That's unfortunate on the gridlock we have. in Congress now. We wanted the same thing, like a spending bill for infrastructure. Both parties wanted this now. Both Democrats wanted it when Obama put it in, and now Republicans are trying to pass that. Yet that bill won't go through because it's not being pushed by their own party. And this is, the health care is the same issue, which will come down to the budget. I mean, the budget is supposed to save the new budget saved a trillion dollars in 10 years. And, you know, that's, if we don't do something in 15 years, one of our congressmen said on national news today, it's going to be bankrupt. Social Security and Medicare will be bankrupt in 15 years. That's not very far off. You know how fast time goes.
Oh, yeah.
So this is, let's get this thing passed to start saving money. But, you know, it does take some money off food stamps. But the whole motivation, Joe, is to get people back to work and it kind of push them that direction. So it's not based out of we want to, you know, cause problems for people who really need food stamps will get that, but people who are kind of not necessarily needing it are going to have to be forced back to work. So that's the motivation here.
No, hey, look at you and I are on the same page, and people need to understand that. It's not like somebody's trying to take food out of the needy's mouths. What it is we'd like to help you. We'd like to help you understand. You know, Mr. Obama took off the table that these people had to go to work class. They had to look for a job, you know, work, what have you. And I've seen it happen here in L.A. County where they've taken some of the training classes off the table for welfare people, where they were being trained for other jobs at no cost to the person taking the training. So it's just crazy. Anyway, hey, David, thanks for jumping on with me real quick today. I really appreciate it. I wanted to see, and some people actually even asked a question in emails, whether the markets were going to be affected by what took place in the U.K. You're coming up tomorrow night. You'll be on for a full hour going over the markets, the gold, and everything else. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me.
You're very welcome, Joe, and also to your listeners.
Thank you. I'm David Fisher with Landmark Capital. Don't go far. I've got a lot more coming up after the break. If you want to learn more about Landmark Capital, head over to 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Dr. Allen and Following the Money for Cap and Trade at the end of the break. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Can you predict the market?
know, but you can predict human behavior just enough to take advantage. Introducing MarketVulture.com.
Don't get caught off guard.
Market Vulture monitors dramatic events around the world and spots the opportunities that lie beneath. As one Market Vulture user put it,
"Well, I feel like I have access to a CIA data feed."
Try Market Vulture now with a 7-day free trial. Don't worry, zero risk, one-click cancel anytime you want. MarketVulture.com.
Seize the opportunity.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oil. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's time for The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
After contacting Pacific Justice Institute, parents of the Cupertino Unified School District in California succeeded in delaying the adoption of a new graphic sex ed curriculum. With school districts using more controversial sex ed materials, parents need to be proactive. For a free opt-out form to protect your children in any state, go to pacificjustice.org. I'm Brad Dacus.
To find out more, log on at pacificjustice.org.
You're part of a dying breed, Habsburg, like people who can name all 50 states. The truth hurts, doesn't it, Habsburg? Oh, sure. Maybe not as much as jumping on a bicycle with a seat missing, but it hurts.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot happening up there. You can also buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things you've been taught to hate and to be afraid of over the last 8 years, and you don't have to be. It's really funny, because they're all labels that the left gives a guy like me, but last I heard, the left didn't like labels, so I'm very confused, and we deal with all that in the book, and it gives you, again, we're not beating on anybody, I'm just making fun of all the things that you've been taught to be afraid of, you know, no different than the boogeyman. Anyway, let's get back to it here. We talk a lot about climate change and global warming and global cooling. And, you know, recently in the advent of Earth Day, I went through all the predictions that they made back in the 70s when the first Earth Day happened. All of the predictions, and not one of them, not only have they not come true, they haven't moved in any direction that would even lend credibility to the predictions they made. So for some of you religious people, you know, in the Old Testament of the Bible, when somebody made a prediction and come through, they stoned them. But we don't do that nowadays. We're much more civil, I think. What we do is we ridicule the people who don't believe in the thing that didn't happen. So let me bring out my next guest, because I'm not the guy for this. You know, I'm just the mouth behind a microphone. But, you know, let me bring the CRC's Vice President and Chief Investigative Officer, Dr. Stephen Allen, on with me. And Dr. Allen, thanks for being with me today.
Glad to be with you.
You know, I could go through all these things here, but I figure it's better off if you speak to it and you talk to it. I want, first of all, because when it comes to this climate stuff, I'll get so many nasty emails about, well, who was that person on and what gives them the right to speak to this and what do they know and that kind of. So why don't you give us a little bit of your background, a little bit of your credits to why you can speak to this, why you're allowed to investigate climate change and you're not even a scientist. And we'll deal with that after.
Of sorts. I was, I'm an investigative reporter, and I have been doing this for 44 years. Actually, yeah, it's past now, 44 years that my anniversary has passed. And since I was a teenager, I have a master's degree in political science, I have a law degree, and I have a PhD from the College of Science at George Mason University, which is a respected university in the Washington, D.C. area. My degree is in biodefense, but it is an area of science, and as I say, it's from the College of Science, so it's a science PhD. I've been writing about global warming going back to 1989, I believe. In fact, you can find on our website, there was an article I wrote about this issue back then that we reprinted on the 25th anniversary of when it originally appeared, and we did not change a word. And not many people can write about a science topic and then have that article reprinted 25 years later and be very proud. You know, I don't think there was anything in there that I would change because I was writing about how this issue was going to be used to advance a political agenda, that they would not rely on actual science, and that they would be sort of distorting the figures to get the result that they wanted. They would also be very clever, as we found out, they've been very clever that they changed it from global warming. It had previously been global cooling, and before that global warming, and before that global cooling. And now then they just settled on climate change because it allows them to point to anything that people see. And if you're not old enough to remember when this happened before, such as, oh, I don't know, like a big drought, if you're not old enough to remember what happened before, then you think it's something new, and you think it's, well, this must be caused by whatever those people are warning us about. It's just an all-purpose, you know, and I heard Senator Whitehouse the other day. I was at a speech he gave, and he just listed all the different things, tornadoes. Well, of course, tornadoes haven't gone up. It's our ability to detect tornadoes has gone up. The number of tornadoes has gone down. And the hurricanes, well, except that they predicted we would have several hurricanes a year hit the United States, and since they made that prediction, what has it now been, 12 years since we've had a Category 3 or higher hurricane hit the United States? They even had to invent a new category, which was Superstorm, as in Superstorm Sandy, because it didn't rise to the level of a hurricane when it hit the United States. So basically now everything gets blamed on the things that they, you know, claim were behind what they used to call global warming. And so I've been writing about this all these years. I've been tracking it. I was editor for 4 years of a publication called Greenwatch that specifically monitored the environmental movement and all the causes and issues related to that. So this is something that I've been deeply involved in. And, of course, I'm one of the very few people who's actually looked at the history of science and seen how many times science has been used to promote ideas that turned out later to be completely false. They don't like me for that.
Well, you know, it's not – come on. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. But it's not that hard to go look at the predictions they made back in the 70s where New York would be uninhabitable because the water level would have risen by 30 feet by now. So, you know, all the basements would be flooded and, you know, downtown New York, we wouldn't be able to work there or do anything there. You know, because we always
– Senator –
go ahead.
The future Senator, Daniel Patrick Moynihan, was working in the Nixon White House, of all places, and he actually wrote a memo, which we have on our website, and in that he said that he had talked to scientists and that they were telling him that unless something dramatic was done because of global warming, that New York and Washington would be underwater by the year 2000. ABC News later in I believe it was 2008, they couldn't say that New York and Washington would be underwater by the year 2000, since this was the year 2008, so they made it by the year 2015. That's when New York would be underwater, according to a report on ABC News. So you know, it's great when you get to change your predictions like that.
Well, but there's been predictions made. I mean, you go all the way back there. What was it? One third or two thirds of the population would be wiped out because they'd be starving. Wouldn't be able to grow food because of the we wouldn't have the rains and the droughts and all this other stuff. I mean, you can go
and the collaborator.
Yeah.
The guy who wrote those predictions, the most widely discredited scientific predictions of my lifetime, were those of Paul Ehrlich, who wrote the ones that I think you're referring to there about all the thousands, hundreds of thousands of people dying in the streets. The population of Britain would decline by a third because of starvation and so on. And his collaborator, who wrote that it would be great if we could put birth control in the water supply if we could figure out a way to do it without hurting animals, was a guy named John Holdren, who you may remember was science advisor to President Barack Obama.
Wow.
And that's the guy who was the collaborator of the crackpot, in my opinion, Paul Ehrlich.
Wow, wow. You know, we around here we call it the global climate warming change. Because you know that way there we don't have to figure out at what time it came into play. We cover everything with one shot. You know, I have a clip. I'll have to pull it up later on and play it. It has to do with the All in the Family when Archie Bunker was making fun of them even back then about global cooling and where we were. I thought that was kind of funny that even back then they thought to make fun of it in a hit TV series. So. You know, there's a lot of money in this business. It's no different than, you know, medicine and pharmaceuticals and what have you. There is a lot of money with this and a lot of hypocrisy behind it. When you look at guys like Al Gore, and I know, you know, it's interesting how those people, the hardcore people, won't speak up. But we're going to hit this after the break because, you know, I believe in capitalism. We've got to pay for the show. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more. Well, I'm just going to poke you in the eye. A lot more on climate change and how it really doesn't exist right after this.
It's time for The Legal Edge, a look at your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. And now, with a look at what's happening on the legal front, the president of the Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus.
A Washington State Fire Department has outrageously claimed using scripture is conduct unbecoming of a firefighter. Because of this, Pacific Justice Institute recently filed a friend of the court brief on behalf of a firefighter who was terminated for religious expression. The firefighter's use of scriptural references and emails and posts on an electronic bulletin board resulted in discipline and his dismissal from the department. Thankfully, the Washington Supreme Court has agreed to take up the case. Pacific Justice Institute believes our first responders need all the encouragement they can get. They certainly should not be fired for their religious expression. I'm Brad Dacus.
To find out more about The Legal Edge, call 916-857-6900 or log on at pacificjustice.org.
The phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I just want to get to it. You guys know the drill. We do this every night. Head up to my website if you want more information on the show, stations, times, and all that other fun stuff. You know, Capital Research Center launches a new climate dollars website, and CRC Vice President Chief Investigative Officer Dr. Stephen Allen highlights the project. First, he did it in a Wall Street Journal op-ed, but if you want to see more about it, you want to hear more about it, head over to climatedollars.org. I'm not spelling it for you, because if you can't spell it, you shouldn't be listening to my show. Climatedollars.org. And anyway, so let me welcome to the show Dr. Allen. Thanks for being with me today.
Sure. Glad to be with you.
We were talking about some of the hypocrisy behind all this. When you look at You know, this is the surface stuff. This is the stuff that we actually see. But when you look at how much money is changing hands, you know, California has $1.2 billion sitting in a carbon, what do they call it, a carbon tax account. Now, I know it's not sitting there. They probably already spent it because it's California. What do you do with that money? I mean, what do you scrub the air? What is exactly is that money that they're collecting supposed to be doing? Do you know?
Well, I don't know specifically California, other than just sort of general environmental things, but I do know this, and that is if you look at worldwide spending on global warming and all the stuff that's supposedly done to address the climate change issue. That's the new sort of term of art: address the climate change issue or address climate change. It's more than the combined income of the world's billion poorest people. And this could dramatically change the lives of lots of folks who have no electricity and don't have clean water. And you could do a lot of good in the world with this money, but instead it's being used, it's going into the pockets of people in the wind business, people in the solar business, people developing electric cars, which of course don't do anything about climate change because you're just pumping in electricity that's coming from the grid. So it's not changing where that electricity comes from or anything. And most electricity is produced by oil and coal and natural gas. So it doesn't change that formulation. But you find that there are the government alone has spent $166 billion in 2012 dollars on this between 1993 and 2014. That's one of the figures that we dug up. That's according to the OMB, the federal government's Office of Management and Budget. There's just money you can get rich off of this. You know, it's about Elon Musk.
Of course,
he also has his space thing, which again is handed to him by the government. So we figure when you add it all together, he's gotten like $5 billion in subsidies for the various things he works on, and he's managed to become a billionaire. But you give me $5 billion, and I'll become a billionaire. And then everybody will look at me and say how clever I am. but the amount of money in this is just beyond belief. And so you have – it's so much that you have something like ExxonMobil. And, evil oil company, right? Well, a few years ago, they used to contribute to various organizations that would do research on the global warming issue, and we were one of those organizations. We had a tiny amount of our budget from ExxonMobil, and they cut us off because we refused to lie and say that this stuff was true. And you go, what are you talking about? Well, because they had bought the largest natural gas company in America. And once they bought the largest natural gas company in America, they decided that the global warming stuff was real, and they were going to profit off of it because, of course, if you, in terms of carbon emissions, natural gas is a lot less carbon emissions than oil or coal, and that's how they figured they would make a lot of money off of it. And then, you know, they would do research, and then they would get into solar panels, and they would get into wind, and they would do all these things. So they would do that rather than fight. They would give in, which is what most big corporations in America do on these kinds of issues. They just give up, so they don't end up, you know, funding the organizations that could get to the truth. Instead, they end up what's the old expression? Feeding the alligators in the hopes that feeding the alligator in the hope it'll eat you last.
Right. Yeah.
And that's what they're doing. Yeah.
Well, what's funny about this?
They've also figured out a way to make money off that.
Yeah. Well, come on, let's get down to, you know, you got Al Gore and what is it, Pittman and Brad Pitt and the rest of these guys. You know, they're all about the climate change. They're all about global warming. You know, it's really getting bad through this. And look how we're polluting the air. And these guys have, you know, when they go to their events, they're taking private jets. Yeah, Al Gore parks his jet right outside his house or something. I don't know. But, you know, I've heard, I can't say I've looked into all of them. But, you know, Al Gore seems to be, for a guy who's totally worried about the climate, he seems to be one of the guys that's the biggest contributor to global warming. It's just amazing. What do you know about him?
Remember, his family's money comes from Occidental Petroleum. There was a guy named Arm & Hammer.
You mean an oil company?
who we now know was a Soviet agent. He had actually carried the money himself personally to open the Communist Party office when he was a young man in the United States. He made his money off his connections with the Soviet Union, and became head of Occidental Petroleum, and even, you know, the Republican Party, even he basically penetrated that. He became friends with Richard Nixon, He was also friends with Bill Cosby. He appeared in an episode of The Cosby Show, I think playing a dentist, because he was such great friends with Bill Cosby. So he was well known, and he, one of the things that he did was he bragged to all his friends that Senator Al Gore Sr., the father of Senator Al Gore Jr., who became the vice president, that he had him in his pocket, that he was one of the politicians he'd bought off, and the money, the family money for the Gore family comes from that. And then you can trace it all the way up through many connections to Al Gore being involved in his TV channel, which he ended up selling to Al Jazeera, which is the country of Qatar. And he sold it, and I think it was $500 million was the overall sale, of which he got, I believe, about $100 million. Who are not exactly people who want America to be energy independent, do you think? So you could, you know, these people are such incredible hypocrites. Remember that the policies they propose, the main people who are hurt by these things are working class people in America and poor people in places like sub-Saharan Africa. Remember that when President Obama was elected, he had told, I believe it was the San Francisco Chronicle editorial board, he had said that under his policies, electricity prices would necessarily skyrocket. That, in other words, this is going to drive up the price of electricity. And then he appointed as his energy secretary a fellow who just a few months earlier had said that we need to have the price of gasoline be what it was in Europe, which at that point was, I believe, $8 to $10 a gallon. And this is who he put in. The idea is to drive up the price of energy so that people have to change their lifestyles, change the kinds of energy they use. And that's the real motivation behind this. If you go and look, I have a piece on the Paris Climate Treaty. And all the, you know, Jacques Chirac, former president of France, the woman who was head of the UN body on climate change, whose brother and father were both socialist presidents in Costa Rica. And you go down the list, and they're all openly talking about this is our opportunity to remake the world economy, to start over again, to get away from that capitalism and all the excesses of capitalism, and have a green capitalism or eco-capitalism. And of course, Van Jones, who was the first green jobs czar in the Obama administration until he was run out because he was a 9/11 truther and so forth. And he of course, had referred to himself as a revolutionary communist who converted to that belief when he was in prison. And he's now a commentator on CNN. And Van Jones talked about openly that eco-capitalism or green capitalism was where they were transitioning to, with the goal ultimately of getting rid of capitalism entirely. And that's what is behind this. This is a way of crippling the United States, because if you had no restrictions on energy, we would be the world's power. We would be like, you know, we're always afraid of Saudi Arabia, remember all those years, the Arab oil embargo and everything. We're the world's energy powerhouse if we're allowed to use the carbon-based energy that we have in the United States.
Yeah,
we have hundreds of years worth.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I've read it. I believe you. You know, I love this stuff. You know, we're spending all this money on wind and solar and battery, but the reality is it costs you almost as much. It eats up almost as much, takes up almost as much of a carbon footprint as it does to create, you know, as you said, fossil fuels or what have you, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, and then you have things like biofuels. Even Al Gore admits that biofuels do positive harm to the environment. People have described, I mean, they're tearing down the rainforest so that you can grow the materials for biofuels. 40% of the corn supply in Iowa goes to biofuels. Yeah. This drives up the cost of food for people, as I mentioned, in Africa, who are living on $1.50 a day.
Yeah, well, that's,
and now the price of food is skyrocketing.
That's how they're going to wipe out two-thirds of the population, right? Because we're going to starve them to death, that's all. Hey, doctor, we got to go. We're up against the time. Tell people quickly where they can find more of your writing.
It's at capitalresearch.org, or you can go to climatedollars.com, which is our website on this particular topic.
All right, great. And thanks for being with me today. I do appreciate the time that you spent with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website, realside.com, learn more about the show. And you know what? Have a great rest of the day. Seriously.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?